What if the key to business success wasn't choosing between profit and purpose, but discovering how they amplify each other? In 2010, corporate giving hit $15.29 billion, not despite economic uncertainty, but because companies realized something fundamental had shifted. Consumers weren't just buying products anymore. They were voting with their wallets for the kind of world they wanted to live in. When 94% of people say they'd switch brands to support a cause they care about, we're witnessing a revolution in how business operates. This isn't charity masquerading as strategy. It's a complete reimagining of what corporations can be. Remember when Milton Friedman declared in 1970 that businesses had no responsibility beyond maximizing shareholder profit? By 2011, only 6% of consumers agreed with him. What happened? The world became transparent. Social media turned every corporate decision into public knowledge, every misstep into viral news. Suddenly, the distance between boardroom and living room collapsed. Companies discovered that supporting social causes wasn't just morally satisfying, it was strategically brilliant. Research revealed 6 concrete benefits: increased sales and market share, strengthened brand positioning, enhanced corporate image, improved ability to attract and retain talent, decreased operating costs, and increased appeal to investors. When Starbucks committed to building LEED certified stores and organizing cup summits to address recycling infrastructure, they weren't just being nice. They were building a business model that could thrive in a world where consumers demand authenticity and action, not just advertising and promises. Corporate social engagement offers 6 distinct approaches. 3 are marketing focused. Cause promotion raises awareness using company resources, like the Body Shop's campaign against animal testing. Cause related marketing links donations to purchases. Corporate social marketing drives behavior change, encouraging recycling or safer driving. The other 3 are corporate driven. Corporate philanthropy provides direct financial support. Workforce volunteering mobilizes employees to serve communities. Socially responsible business practices transform operations, changing how products are made and employees are treated. Target demonstrates how powerful these approaches become when combined. Their education initiatives sponsor book festivals, donate 1% of Red Card purchases to schools, provide field trip grants, transform libraries through volunteers, and offer tuition reimbursement. Each initiative reinforces the others, creating a comprehensive ecosystem focused on one goal: helping U.S. children read proficiently by third grade. This isn't scattered goodwill. It's strategic architecture designed to create measurable impact while strengthening Target's connection to families and communities. Cause-related marketing transforms consumers into active participants in social change. Tom's Shoes pioneered this with their one-for-one model. Buy shoes, Tom's donates a pair to a child in need. Blake Mikuski built more than a shoe company. He created a movement. Within 4 years, Tom's sold over 1 million pairs because customers bought into a mission to make tangible difference through everyday purchases. Procter & Gamble's one pack equals one vaccine partnership with UNICEF demonstrates this model's emotional power. Pampers differentiated itself in the crowded diaper market by connecting purchases to fighting maternal and neonatal tetanus. Focus groups revealed mothers were deeply moved, buying needed diapers while simultaneously saving a baby's life halfway around the world. The campaign boosted sales intent by 29% in Germany while funding over 300 million vaccines. The genius was creating transparent, meaningful connection between daily life and global impact. Corporate social marketing tackles the toughest challenge: changing actual behavior. Best Buy's eCycle program welcomes customers with, "No matter where you bought it, we'll recycle it." Convenient kiosks accept batteries, cables, and ink cartridges. Larger electronics? No fees, no hassle. By 2011, Best Buy had collected 83 million pounds of consumer electronics and 73 million pounds of appliances, roughly 387 pounds of e-waste per minute. Levi Strauss took an unexpected route by focusing on customer care rather than manufacturing. Their A Care Tag for Our Planet initiative was the first major retailer effort to include care tags encouraging eco-friendly behaviors. Wash less, use cold water, line dry, donate when done. Their Dirty is the New Clean campaign engaged consumers through social media, encouraging tweets about how many times they wore jeans before washing. This brilliantly shifted responsibility from corporation to consumer, making sustainability a shared journey rather than a corporate lecture. Corporate philanthropy has evolved from check writing into strategic investments, strengthening communities and companies alike. PepsiCo's Pepsi Refresh Project exemplified this shift. CEO Indra Nooyi redirected Super Bowl advertising funds to award $20 million in grants for public-nominated social projects. This crowdsourced giving generated 183,000 ideas, 84 million votes, and $65 million in media coverage, inviting people to use Pepsi's resources to change their communities. The Boston Beer Company's Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream program demonstrates how philanthropy can strengthen entire industries. Launched in 2008, this initiative supports food and beverage entrepreneurs through microloans and speed coaching events, where Samuel Adams employees provide 20-minute sessions on branding, marketing, and distribution. Corporate volunteering puts human faces at the center of social impact. When Celen Construction built a wing at Seattle Children's Hospital, workers created a Where's Waldo game and spray-painted personal greetings to patients on steel beams, gestures that generated tremendous community goodwill and employee pride, proving the most profound impact often comes from genuine human connection. Patagonia's environmental internship program allows employees to leave their jobs for up to 2 months to work for environmental groups while receiving full salary and benefits. Created in 1993, over 850 employees had participated by 2011. This isn't volunteering as corporate PR, it's volunteering as core identity. Recognizing that the company's purpose extends beyond selling outdoor gear to actively protecting the outdoors themselves. When companies integrate volunteering into their DNA, rather than treating it as occasional team building, they unlock tremendous potential. Employees gain new skills, build deeper community connections, and return with fresh perspectives and renewed energy. The company benefits from enhanced reputation, stronger community relationships, and a workforce that feels genuinely proud of where they work. Most importantly, communities receive not just financial resources, but human expertise, creativity, and commitment, the kind of support that can't be purchased but must be freely given. We've reached a tipping point where doing good isn't optional, it's essential. Thriving companies recognize social responsibility as a source of competitive advantage, innovation, and meaning. When Whole Foods implemented color-coded sustainability labels for seafood, they shaped consumer demand. When Nike designed the Air Native N7 specifically for Native American feet and funneled profits to Native youth sports programs, they built relationships rooted in genuine understanding. The framework is clear. Choose focused causes that align with your mission. Commit for the long term, 3 years minimum. Form cross-functional teams that include community partners from the start. Set measurable goals and track outcomes. Most importantly, be authentic. Consumers detect performative virtue instantly. Corporations have an unprecedented opportunity, not just to make money, but to make a difference. The companies that will thrive tomorrow understand that profit and purpose aren't competing priorities. They're two sides of the same coin. Build a business that builds a better world, and you'll discover that doing good isn't just good ethics. It's the smartest strategy of all.